Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, My Sheep Hear My Voice. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
1 Kings 13:1, we're going to read several verses here. So 13:1, Behold, there came a man of God out of Judah by the word of the Lord unto Bethel, and Jeroboam stood by the altar to burn incense. So why did this man of God come? By the word of the Lord. He heard something. And verse 2, he cried against the altar in the word of the Lord. He said, O altar, thus says the Lord. Behold, a child shall be born into the house of David, Josiah by name. And upon you, upon this altar, he'll offer the priests of the high places that burn incense to you, and men's bones will be burned upon you. And he gave a sign the same day. He said, this is the sign which the Lord has spoken. Behold, the altar shall be rent, and the ashes that are upon it shall be poured out. It came to pass when King Jeroboam heard the saying of the man of God, which he cried against the altar in Bethel, he put forth his hand from the altar. He said, lay hold on him. He's going to hurt him. Because you talk about politically incorrect. They got high places for other gods in the country. And man, I mean, it took some bravery, some courage to stand up in front of the king and say this. And so the king figures he's just going to kill him right now. He points his hand. He says, lay hold on him right now. And the hand that he stuck out dried up when he did. You know, it doesn't pay to mess with true people of God. That man didn't do that. He brought a curse on himself by opposing God. Who sent that man over there? Who told him what to say? See, this king is actually opposing God himself. He's so ignorant at this time in his life, he's doing that. So his hand that he pointed to say, get him, dried up, and he couldn't even pull it back in. Verse 5. The altar also was rent, exactly the sign he told him. It didn't happen years from now. It happened right now. That thing ripped apart and the ashes fell off the altar according to the sign the man of God had given by the word of the Lord. The king answered and said to the man of God, entreat now the face of the Lord your God and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me again. That's a big change. From get him to could you pray for me? Big change. How many know that's what we need in a lot of situations? Yes. Is the power of God manifested? Yes. It would shake up some things, wouldn't it? Yes. He said, entreat now the face of the Lord God for me and pray for me that my hand may be restored to me again. And the man of God besought the Lord, and the king's hand was restored him again and became as it was before. The mercy of God. The mercy of God. And the king said to the man of God, come home with me and refresh yourself and I'll give you a reward. Now he's talking about serious money. By today's measure, he's probably talking about at least hundreds of thousands of dollars and stuff, jewels, clothes. I mean, when the king gave you a reward, it was a big deal. And the man of God said, if you give me half your house, I would not go in with you, neither will I eat bread nor drink water in this place. Woo! You can't be timid and be a man of God now, can you? You've got to just wade right on in where other people will not dare to go. He said, because it was charged me by the word of the Lord saying, eat no bread nor drink water nor turn again by the same way that you came. It's important we stop right here. Is he clear on what the Lord told him to do? Yes. Somebody say, crystal. What does he say? I mean, to be that bold with the king and to forfeit all this money and stuff, you need to know what you're talking about, right? And he did. He didn't hesitate. He said, no, I will not go home with you, and I won't eat with you. I won't eat a piece of bread. I won't drink a cup of water with you. If you give me half of everything you got, I will not come home with you. No. Why? Because it was charged me. That's a strong word, isn't it? Charged me. By the word of the Lord, He told me, eat no bread, don't drink water there, and don't go back by the same way you came. Amen. How many think when the Lord tells you something real clear, what should you do? Do exactly what He said to do. Verse 10. So he went another way. He's doing exactly what the Lord told him to do. He returned not by the way that he came to Bethel. Now there dwelt an old prophet in Bethel, and his sons came and told him all the works that the man of God had done that day in Bethel. The words which he spoke to the king, they told to their father. I mean, this went all over the country, as you might imagine. Supernatural sign. The king's will is completely stopped. His hand dried up. How many think that went all over the country? I mean, and then nobody touched it, but the altar just ripped apart. Supernaturally. And then all the stuff fell out. When that happened, what do you think you heard throughout the whole crowd? Ooh. And man, this went all over the country. People said, did you hear what happened? Did you hear what happened? Well, it got to this man. And he was a prophet. He's older. They told him. Verse 12. Their father said, which way did he go? And his sons had seen which way the man of God went, and it came from Judah. And he said to his sons, saddle me the ass. So they saddled him the ass, and he rode thereon. And he went after the man of God and found him sitting on an oak. And he said to him, are you the man of God that came from Judah? He said, I am. He said, come home with me and eat bread. Now just stop right here. Why of all the things is that what he wants him to do? Simple. Why of all the things in the world that the enemy could talk to Eve about, does he want to talk to her about doing the one thing the Lord told them don't do? Why? He's trying to lead you away from God. He's trying to lead you out from the protection of God so He can get to you.
Yes, amen.
He can't touch you in the palm of His hand. Remember that? He can't. I don't care what He wants to do. I don't care who He is, how long He's been around. He can't touch you or me as long as we're doing what God told us to do. So, the only thing he can do is through his trickery, through his subtlety, his deceptiveness, his get us to ignore what we plainly know God told us to do. Now, you would think this would be a hard thing to do. And yet, he's doing it right and left all over the world. So, when he says, come home with me and eat bread. Why not? Let's sit and have a conversation about the things of God. Why not? Let's go over here to the restaurant and eat. Why? Right? Let's go over where the Lord said you could eat. Why come home with me? Back to the very place God told him don't eat and drink in that place. The enemy's behind this. And even though this man was a prophet, he's yielding to the flesh. And the enemy is tempting this other man of God through this man of God. Can you see this?
Yep.
Verse 16. What did he say? Well, what are y'all going to have for supper? I am hungry because I couldn't eat with the king and I've been on this trip all day. No. Was there something to discuss? Something to examine? Something to clarify? No, immediately he says, I can't go back with you. I may not. I can't go in with you. Neither will I eat bread nor drink water with you in this place. That sounds very familiar. Why? That's exactly what he told them. Why is he so clear on it? The Lord charged him this. He was very straight with him about this. Verse 17. It was said to me by the word of the Lord. You shall eat no bread nor drink water there nor turn again to go by the way that you came. It's an exact quote every time. He's saying it verbatim. Could you be any clearer?
No.
Verse 18. And the man said, I'm a prophet just like you are. Well, that was true. The Bible said. If the Bible says you're a prophet, you must be a prophet. Old prophet. He said, I'm a prophet like you. And an angel spoke to me by the word of the Lord and said, bring him back with you to your house that he may eat bread and drink water. An angel of the Lord, through another man of God, told you to ignore what the Spirit of God told you to do. Yeah, but he's a prophet. Well, in this case, he really was. But prophets can lie. He was a real prophet, but he's a man. He's got flesh. He can yield to the wrong thing. Somebody say he lied to him. What'd the devil do to Eve and Adam? Lied to him. Lied to him. That's what he does. 19. So he what? Went back with him. Ate bread in his house. Drank water in his house. And it came to pass as they sat at the table. They're not even through with the meal. That the word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back. This is a real word of God. Coming through a man that just lied.
Yep.
Somebody says, I don't understand all that. It's simple. How about you? Are you capable of yielding to the Spirit of God in the morning and yielding to the flesh in the afternoon?
Yes,
amen. Even though you've been born again? Why? Because we can follow whoever we choose to follow. God's not going to make us. It's our choice. Whether it's right or wrong. The word of the Lord came to the prophet that brought him back. He cried to the man of God that came from Judah and said, thus says the Lord, for as much as you disobeyed the mouth of the Lord and have not kept the commandment which the Lord your God commanded you, but you came back and you ate bread and you drank water in the place which the Lord said to you, eat no bread, drink no water. How many times have we read that?
Five.
Your carcass will not come to the sepulcher of your fathers. Is it going to cost him?
Yeah.
It's going to cost him. Should he be upset with this man right here? Come on, are y'all with me? Should he be infuriated with this man right now? No. Because that man did not make him do anything. Who did God tell? Don't eat any bread. Don't drink. Him. Is that right? Who's this between? Him and God.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, My Sheep Hear My Voice, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 5th, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.